This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It was a major surprise to economists, a dramatic rise in U.S. job numbers. The Labor Department says 2.5 million jobs were added in May, with unemployment dropping to 13.3%. This in the face of the massive economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. markets are on a breathtaking surge on the news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour is up more than 900 points, or 3.5% in value. U.S. President Donald Trump attributes the numbers to his economic leadership. Spurred by the U.S. report, markets in Germany and France have tacked on strong gains today. Germany 3.3%, France 3.7%. No surprises in the coronavirus pandemic. It remains ghastly. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide is rising toward 6.7 million, with more than 392,000 deaths. The situation in Brazil remains desperate. It has had its highest 24-hour increases in cases, over 1,000 a day. Brazil has lost more than 34,000 lives to COVID-19, with a case count of some 615,000. Here in the U.S., infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. Numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. President Trump visits a medical products company in the state of Maine today, and the governor there, Democrat Janet Mills, has warned him to guard against what she calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd. The demonstrations they have sparked. Floyd was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer kept a knee on his neck as the 46-year-old Floyd lay pinned down and helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, as he puts it, to dominate the demonstrations. Mr. Trump continues taking criticism for the use of federal forces to clear a street of nonviolent protesters near the White House so that Mr. Trump could pose for photos holding up a Bible at a church. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she is struggling over whether she can support the president's re-election bid. Former Republican Defense Secretary William Cohen says Mr. Trump doesn't understand the rule of law. Via remote, this is VOA News. The city of Minneapolis has banned the police from using chokeholds. It is part of an agreement between city officials and the state's Department of Human Rights. It must be approved by the courts. In Atlanta and other cities which have been rocked by violence, this is a different kind of day after. Last night, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms walked with protesters and told a crowd, quote, there is something better on the other side of this. Atlanta was relatively quiet, with only a half dozen arrests reported by midnight. Still, visible unrest continues in some places. In New York City, protesters again ignored a curfew, and the police used force to disperse crowds. In Buffalo, New York, two police officers were suspended after a video showed them pushing over an elderly man who then lay bleeding on a sidewalk. Governor Andrew Cuomo called what he saw in the video wholly unjustified and disgraceful. In the U.S. Senate, there is a bipartisan support for a bill making lynching a federal crime. Many view George Floyd's death as a lynching. The House and Senate are expected to consider proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements, addressing the loss of trust between police departments and communities they serve. Police departments in Dallas, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Detroit have adopted a duty to intervene policy. It means that officers who see one of their number using excessive force have a duty to step in and put a stop to it. In China, there were arrests after thousands of protesters defied a ban as they staged candlelight rallies in memory of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre by Chinese troops. The annual vigil in Hong Kong was prohibited by police who cited the coronavirus pandemic. The anniversary has struck an especially sensitive nerve in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory, after China's move to impose national security legislation on the city and the passage of a bill outlawing disrespect for China's national anthem. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran continues to build up its stockpiles of enriched uranium and remains in violation of the six-nation nuclear deal it signed in 2015. The United States unilaterally left the agreement in 2018. Google says Iran and China have targeted the campaigns of both President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The company confirmed the findings after the director of its threat analysis group disclosed the attempts Thursday on Twitter. 10 weeks after a coronavirus outbreak sidelined a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, the vessel has returned to sea for military operations in the Pacific. The USS Theodore Roosevelt had been in Guam with more than 1,000 of its crew members struck down by COVID-19. Its former commanding officer was relieved when he complained that too little was being done to head off the virus epidemic aboard his ship. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.